Do you love Star Wars, but find yourself unable to stay up throughout the night to watch all 7 episodes? Are you a huge comic book geek, but unable to muster the energy to make the journey to your local convention? Do you feel like a lazy sack of shit who just doesn't seem to have the capacity to get his ass off the couch? Well, it might not be your fault. Maybe it's time to get your geektosterone tested today. As someone suffering from low geektosterone levels, you may find it hard to make it to Free Comic Book Day, even though the comic books are free. With low geektosterone, you may even think it is okay to wait for the newest Marvel movie to come out on Netflix, which is absolutely unacceptable. While the cause of low geektosterone is unknown, it may be related to high levels of employment, dedicated marriages, and there are studies indicating that having children may affect your levels of geektosterone more than previously believed. But you're not alone. Over 20 million Americans suffer quietly as those around them geek out without refrain about the most inane bullshit, from Pogs to Beanie Babies, silly bands to fidget spinners. The fads just seem to pass by those with low geektosterone. After years of research and the combined knowledge of geekspurts worldwide, GBN has formulated the cure for low geektosterone. And that cure is Geekderol. Side effects may include less appeal to the opposite sex, headaches, erectile dysfunction, hallucination from lack of sleep, and nausea. Talk to your doctors today. Sleepwalking and eating or driving while not fully aware, and memory loss of the events, as well as abnormal behaviors like being more outgoing and aggressive than normal, confusion, agitation, and hallucination may occur. Allergic reactions such as shortness of breath and swelling of your tongue and throat may occur, and in rare cases may be fatal.